Join us as we ask the age-old question, is it the bee's knees or the cat's meow?
Actually, it's the dog's bollocks.
Oh.
Hanging out in grandma's basement, having fun with all of our friends. You can't spell basement without men, and you gotta keep it down when she's going to bed. Yeah, hanging out in grandma's basement.
All right, everyone, welcome to Grandma's Basement. I'm your host, Derek Reinfried, joined with my co-host, Kent Taylor.
That's me.
That is you.
Behave yourself, oh, Derek.
Oh, and it starts already. That was a zinger. All right. We got a good show for you guys today. We're talking about beekeeping, and I guess it's too bad there's no word for beekeeping, like a pro word. Well, maybe we'll figure that out. We'll see. We've also got a Brett's Breakdowns coming up in the end. That should be pretty fucking sweet. So we also, that means we have Brett Wise in studio.
Hey guys,
how you doing, Brett? Are you ready for that breakdown?
Yeah, I'm. I think so.
Are you fired up and ready to go, as Obama would say?
I'm fired up and ready to go, as right. Obama would say.
Ready, well, to bro, more like.
Cool your
ready
jets,
to bro. Hey, that's racist.
Cool your jets, because it's coming up in like 20 minutes. And let's get to our beekeeping expert. Oh, my God. It's such an honor to have Cody Lupine back studio.
We had him in our previous episode.
But he's back.
I know a lot about bees, too.
He's kind of a jack of all trades, you know, the internet and beekeeping.
Yeah. You spend enough time on the internet, you can learn about anything.
Yeah.
True.
Bees especially.
Well, yeah.
So. They just...
Well, tell us about the bees. What's up?
They're awesome. I mean, so, you know, everybody knows the history of bees. They just, you know, they used them as a weapon. You know, back in Asia, you just, like, throw, like hives of bees at people, and then they just, like, run away. That worked really well then, and we just, you know, we didn't know that they were native to North America until about 1998, you know, with Nicolas Cage, you know... that we didn't know about it until then. So
okay,
we discovered that bees are actually native to North America.
And since we all know the history of bees, we should know that, right?
Of course. Well, I thought that.
I saw the movie that he's referencing. I mean, I did see Wicker Man, so I like to think I know a decent amount. Bees.
Which Wicker Man? The Nick Cage one.
Yeah.
That movie was garbage,
by the
way.
He mentioned Nicolas Cage, and we're talking about bees.
My apiarist, he loves Nicolas Cage.
Apiarist? I don't know what
that is. Talking
about? What? Apiarist?
But what does that mean?
It's a beekeeper. Apiarist.
What?
Apiarist. Yeah, no.
What the fuck?
You can't keep bees. There's no keeping them. They just...
They
use smoke. Yeah, no, I mean, it's like, it's a thing.
Do you name them, too?
This is a game changer for everyone.
No, there's too many to name. I mean, I'd have to ask him.
I think I'm the bee expert.
That's true.
You do own bees.
But how many bees?
At least 60 or 70, and they all have names.
All right, so what we're going to do right now is list the top five bees.
Who are your five favorite?
Molly, Steve, James, Bob, and, you know, kind of at the down near the bottom, we got Allie.
Those pretty standard names. Yeah. I was thinking there was going to be like a Demi-Cretoine.
Well, you know, it's hard to name like, you know, like 50, 60 bees. You only have like 50, 60 names. It's just easier to think.
After naming 10 of them, you get a little bit tired. So you just fucking whatever pops in your head.
That makes sense. I get that.
That's what you do.
I did have a serious question.
Oh, really, O'Reilly?
Go on.
No, for reals, though, because I was thinking about this the other day, pouring some honey out. Into a container of tea with hot water mixed. It's kind of a crazy thing. You put like hot water on your tea with honey. Put lemon in there if you want to get really wild. But No, like, do you know how many bees it actually takes to make some of this honey?
About 12.
To make...
like teaspoon of honey?
Like a drop.
Or what quantity of honey
one
does
drop of honey.
Bees?
How many bees?
How many bees does it take? Yeah.
About 12.
12.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense.
So we figured that out.
I know you had told me at one point that some of the bees die in the honey-making process. Is that... What's up with that?
Yeah, they're sort of like, you know, World War II with the, like, kamikaze pilots and stuff, right?
Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but with bees.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
The bees experienced a
they
world
fly
war.
Into the...
Yeah, and the just honey? The explosions, it makes the honey, and then...
Okay.
Does it make it sweeter?
Yeah.
So they don't lose their limbs or anything?
No, just explode. I mean, the limbs might get in there, too.
That's
disgusting.
When we eat,
it's delicious.
When we eat honey, are we ingesting the sweet tears of the weeping widows? Is that what we're
okay,
enjoying?
What you really want to bring up is do bees have eyes?
Yeah, do they have eyes?
Do bees have eyes?
They have eyes.
No, they actually have very tiny electronic sensors that allow them to just, you know, look around.
Electronic sensors.
Okay.
Yeah. They were developed by the CIA, you know, in like 1951. No, 51. That was different. That was the internet.
Yeah.
How could we forget?
That was a good episode.
All right. Well, we don't want to get into the history of bees because everyone knows that already.
Really. We don't want to talk about the past. We want to talk. How about the future of bees? That's where we should go.
Well,
I did have a good bee. Well, there is actually.
I have a bee story.
Oh, shit.
But it's very.
Is it good?
Boring. No.
Okay. Cut to the good part. Can we just hear the good part?
I got stung.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's a good part. That's the best part.
Yeah.
Brett, Brett, you got stung, didn't you, or something like on your bike?
Yeah, I was riding. Oh man, that was bullshit. I've been stung like 5 or 6 times.
Okay, that seems pretty high, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks, you know, they're like seriously allergic to bees and they never get stung at all. But I was walking down the street one day, just walking down State Street downtown.
Were you minding your own business?
Minding my own business, completely.
Minding your own business?
Yes! Business, my own beeswax. Yeah, no, truth be told, I was. I really was. And I was carrying a brand new DVD player. I just bought this thing, and like a freaking bee flies down my shirt and stings me in the back. What is that all about?
Well, you made it angry. They don't like
enclosed
outdated
spaces.
Technology. It's
I guess
like they saw that shirt and they're all like, oh, I don't.
Well,
like
what
that
did
shirt.
You buy?
I think they got
you said you had
a DVD player. I just bought it. Right. It was like an electronics store.
That's because it was a
State
DVD
Street.
Player. They only use Blu-rays.
Oh, yes. Dude.
Well,
duh.
I think that this was a few years ago. It was before Blu-ray was a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. This would have been like 2007.
They're ahead of the curve.
Okay. How many times have you been stung?
About 3.
Wow, that's pretty good. I think I've only been like twice.
I stay on the cutting edge of technology, so they don't.
Honestly,
sting.
I think that you know because I've been stung once. I told you my bee story before. Clearly, I was stung.
We know the whole story.
Yes. I was in high school. Forget about the rest of it. But, yes, you remember when you've been stung. However, if you've been stung more than once, I haven't been stung
I think I've been stung 4 times in total. 4 or 5, something like that. I got... like one time when I was a little kid, I don't remember it, but my mom told me about it later. And then like I remember one day when I was in high school at football practice, I got stung. And there was a time the DVD player, and then on my bike, I actually was just riding my bike down the street, and I got stung by a bee.
That's the one I thought I remember talking
about.
Oh
man, that was the weirdest thing. Like
that's a very strange situation.
How old was your bike?
The bike itself, I think I was riding my old Schwinn.
were you riding a DVD player?
They hate outdated technology is what we're understanding.
They don't like bicycles manufactured before 1996.
Before the DVD
players. It was definitely manufactured before 96.
But that actually is interesting. Isn't there something about bees, like the cell phones or something? What is this?
No,
is that
true? They can like pick up on like
it's yeah, it's
a
electromagnetism.
So it's not like Wi-Fi or something, though, is it?
Yeah.
Is it similar in technology to Bluetooth? Is that a thing? Or
anything that's wireless, basically. I mean, I don't know. There is absolutely no fucking knowledge behind any of this.
Tell. But it is fucking with them, right?
They think that the main thing that's fucking with them is pesticides.
But obviously that's not true, right?
It depends on if you listen to the government mandated ideas that they just encourage you to believe.
The government lives in big houses.
Yes, right. It's big and white, just like everyone that's successful in America.
Exactly, Ken.
Bees.
Can you?
They're in my mouth.
Oh wait. Yeah, bee. Well, I mean, what's the connection though between bees and the government?
Who's going to start? I mean, we all know. We all know what's going on with bees and the government.
We all know.
We discussed the hive mind earlier.
And we all know the history of bees.
Power, in a previous episode.
The power behind the throne, so to speak, as we're saying here. Like,
right.
I see what's happening. All right.
Let's not stray too far away.
I have a couple. I do have a couple
more
questions.
I'm picking up the buzz here. The buzz.
Yes. Oops.
All right. I do have another question. Why isn't the beehive hairdo popular anymore?
Well, it gets too close to God. Your hair is too tall. It gets you closer to God, that's dangerous. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, is God a bee?
You know,
if we're
going to
go there, we might as well go there.
It's difficult to say. I mean, you know, humans love sugar and flowers and sunlight. So, I mean, I wouldn't say that it would be a big surprise if
that
God was a bee.
Is a huge fucking bee.
That, you know,
man, wouldn't that be a stinger? Fuck.
That was a good one. Oh, all right. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
What's the buzz?
Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
Little Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, yeah. I went there.
All right. What are some of the best B movies out there?
Other than Wicker Man, which we touched on earlier.
And not the letter B.
Well, do we want to review movies that start with B?
Oh, my God. This could go on for hours.
I can't dignify that with the response because those Bs were never paid for their appearances in any of those films.
Ooh. Dude, that's heavy. I was wondering, though, like, Candyman is pretty great. Another great B-movie was...
Are we talking about the 2007
hit B-movie.
Oh, don't forget the great.
We can't.
Featured Barry B. Benson, just graduated from college.
He's a sellout.
Oh,
Barry Seinfeld. Hold on, Barry Seinfeld.
Why is that?
That's not. What? We're not talking about berries or bears.
No, Barry because he was in B movie. Come on,
I get it.
Barry B Benson in B movie. Is that what we're discussing?
No, Barry Seinfeld.
Oh, Barry Seinfeld. Yeah, oh, that guy. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, that answers that question. But I actually did want to know, seriously, how do you guys get the honey out of the hive?
You got to do it very carefully because they're very temperamental.
Okay.
And, you know, like I was saying, they're really cautious of outdated technology.
And so no phones when
you
go up there.
No, like, you want to have your, like, exosuit. You want to have your, like, wrist computer and your little, what do you call those wristwatch things? You know, your smartwatch.
Watches.
You got to have that. Oh. Yeah, and you got to have your Google Glass on when you go down there to, like, pick up the hive. You know, otherwise they get, like, really agitated. But if you just go down there and you just look like you're, like, part robot, they're okay with it. They'll just hang out and watch while you just drain the honey
out. So if you look like a robot, they'll think you're not, like a human, so yeah. You can kind of leave you alone, right?
They seem to be all right with it. You know, every once in a while you have an outlier that'll come and try to sting you. But...
Well, then you fuck them off.
Yeah, what do you
like
what do you do
off.
When you have one of those
I'm
outliers?
Swinging my hand.
How do you handle that?
You just adopt the Zen attitude and just relax, and then they leave you alone.
How do you drain the honey? Like, that sounds weird to me.
That's very personal, actually.
Is that like a secret, a trade secret, or is that more like a personal
experience? I don't
experience
want to talk about that anymore.
Right, you don't want right. to talk about draining your honey publicly.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's a valid question, Cody, and I think we deserve an answer.
That's true. We're all asking.
I've never talked about this on the air before, but you know, you take it out and you just shake it, and you know, the honey comes out eventually.
Do you use like a branch? Like, is it attached to a branch?
Define branch.
Like a long wooden extension that you would hold within your hands.
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay. Well, now that you've painted that picture for me, that's really awesome.
What the fuck are we talking
I don't know,
about?
Man. Oh my god, we're talking about bees and jerking off bees and stuff like that.
Jerking off.
I mean, well, is this
bees
like a
is
what do the bees think of it? Do you know? Do you like talk to the bees? Is this like
no? You can't talk.
There's
to
no
them.
Way
to them.
Communicate with yeah. bees,
there's,
Brett.
No, there's no approaching the bees.
There's
you
no
just,
approaching the bees.
You,
okay.
you pay them enough money to appear in films. They're cool with like just being in movies and doing bee stuff. But yeah, you don't.
Well,
talk to
I mean, how do you coordinate your efforts? I mean, this sounds like.
It's more of a one-man deal, usually. One you know, man. The bees, they become your buddies, and they just hang out, so, you know.
Well, I mean, all right.
They
all
know
right.
you, though.
Yeah, you don't
like,
have
your
too
guys
many
are
good.
On first
There's,
name basis.
Oh, without words?
To
is
coordinate
this,
them with them, you
what
mean?
About, what, I mean, like, yeah, like, how do you communicate without communicating?
Well, you
I guess
just look
is
them
what
in
I'm
their,
trying to ask.
You look
I mean.
Them in their little cybernetic eyes, and you're just like.
Their antenna eyes.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I thought we established they didn't have eyes. Yeah. But we all know that because we all know the history of bees.
Well, we went
I mean,
over
that's
the
just
history
solid.
Of bees.
That's all right, knowledge.
I do want to bring something up, though. This is important. So the bee's knees. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
this
expand
is a thing.
On that.
This is an overused statement that I haven't had much knowledge of until recently. So when someone is the bee's knees... What does this mean?
They're the joint between the upper and lower part of their leg.
All right, we're done here.
Man, that's extra.
Bees
that.
Don't have knees necessarily, though, do they, Cody?
It depends on, you know, whether you ask the bees or whether you ask some non-professionals you don't know about.
Oh,
I'm asking
dang.
The bee expert at
they,
the moment.
They have knees. They have several knees, actually.
All right. How many knees does a bees have?
Six.
Why are they so... What makes it so crazy, though, that we have to say, like, that's the bee's knees?
I don't know. You ever looked at a bee's knees before?
No.
It's a bit hairy.
It's awesome.
A bit hairy.
We'll just leave it there.
Okay.
I see what you did there.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not convinced.
Yes, move on. Next topic.
What else we got?
We had the cat's meow, but
yeah,
obviously this
Brett,
bee's knees thing.
What is so awesome about the cat's meow? That's what I want.
Yeah, how about we touch on that?
The cat's meow. Oh, man, we just brought this thing to a whole nother level here. Really. I mean, honestly, the thing about the cat's meow is we've got so many different levels of the cat's meow. Really, I mean, because there's the cat's pajamas.
The cats cannot wear
wow.
human pajamas.
Dude, are you sure about that?
What if they're really small?
I've seen
I have
it
experience with clothing cats.
It happen.
But pajamas just don't work.
Dude, no, I'm telling
How
you.
Many
I'm
cat
telling
things
you, man.
Are there?
Cat, dude, we can go all
cat
day
pajamas.
About cat things.
I forgot about that.
The cat scratching post.
Cat scratching post. Cat's pajamas.
Cat scratch
cat's
fever.
Cat's meow. Cat scratch fever. Oh, man. You
oh
just
my.
You
Let's
just took this
not
thing.
Fucking
we just,
talk
we took
about
this
that
thing to the
bag.
Next level with the cat's meow. we're on like level three here with the cat scratch.
Yeah, we're
fever.
Still level one. Maybe we.
I
should.
Think we did, we're off topic. We're talking about cats. We need to go back to bees, but obviously.
But here is how we bring it back.
I mean,
Derek.
Well, okay. No, let's bring it back.
Well, cats swipe at bees when they're in the house. And hopefully kill them. So we're back at bees.
All right.
I've been around cats my entire life. I've been around cats my entire life.
Wait, is this controversial?
Dude, he owns bees. You're talking about bee killers now,
yeah,
like
no,
Ice Cube.
You know, I don't know if cats and bees are necessarily... I don't think they're necessarily enemies like that. I personally have never seen a cat kill a bee, and I've been around cats my whole life.
I've seen a cat kill many a flying thing.
Yeah, I mean, no, they can. Like,
whether
birds,
it is
they're
a
all
bee,
about birds and squirrels.
I'm not so sure.
I've seen cats kill the shit out of some squirrels and some birds. I ain't crazy. I'm.
Brett's getting crazy, I think, guys.
All right, I think we should bring this back to bees.
We can't anymore. We're too far gone,
but
man.
We're not that far away from bees.
We're so far, oh, man.
You're
bees.
Never that
all right,
far
let's,
away from
let's
just, let's
get,
just
back
get back
to Barry Seinfeld and bee movie.
I have a beater idea.
Go on.
Can we just,
oh, God. Please,
can we just take a little break and come back with Brett's
bee breakdown?
Brett's bee breakdown.
Oh, my God. Yes. Right. We will be right back with Brett's breakdown. Balls off. Welcome back, everyone. We had to say bye to Cody Lupine, but we thank him for his bee knowledge.
He's the bee's knees in regards
he
to...
He be pretty knowledgeable. Knowledge.
I thought you were going to say he didn't make the A list, but whatever.
Well, he made the B list in my heart.
Good enough. Well, let's get, without further ado, let's get into Brett's breakdowns.
With a B. Double B, if you will.
What do you got for us, Brett?
Well, thanks, Derek. Tonight we're going to be talking about a song called Lady. It's by Lady Antebellum. The song is called Downtown, and we're going to discuss in rather explicit detail why this song is, quite frankly, more than a little lame.
Terrible.
Let's hear a clip.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's Lady Antebellum in general. All their music is basically the soundtrack to every soccer mom, the stereotypical soccer mom's midlife crisis. That's what Lady Antebellum does. That's their target demographic, and that's what they're there for.
Let me just, as an outside observer and someone who has never listened to this shit,
whoa,
what the fuck is this music?
That's pretty harsh. I guess
it's country.
It's country music. I mean,
in quotes.
I like a lot of music. I listen to music all across the spectrum. And
as
and
do I.
Including a little bit of country, I enjoy sure. country from time
well,
to
no,
time.
Absolutely,
and, but my thing about country music, especially when it's good, it's really good. Like there is some really good country music
that.
Out there, but some really bad country music. And basically, if the country music
is really
not really
country.
Good, it's really bad.
Well, break down
because
the song. Break the song
see,
down.
This
for
is
us.
A this is a prime example here. I mean, you know, it's kind of, I mean, I don't know. It's catchy, I guess you could say, but the lyrics are just lame here. Like, we used to smoke while we were jaywalking, like it was, I mean,
smoke cigarettes or smoke marijuana?
I don't know.
I'm assuming cigarettes, Ken.
I'm
They're
guessing
downtown.
Cigarettes. They're probably, yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, and we can keep going down here. I got the lyrics to this song posted
all right.
up here.
You have
spit
the,
it.
The actual lyrics?
Yeah, I got the
Wait,
actual
do you
lyrics.
You have the actual
the
internet lyrics
yeah,
of this song?
Well, yeah, it's from
okay.
the internet.
All right,
the internet, which we all know is a series of tubes that need to be
lubricated and all
with
that.
Bees
motor
flying around everywhere.
Yeah.
Sure, go on.
Oh, this is a great line here. This is one I wanted to point out. I got a dress that'll show a little but you ain't getting if you don't take... Come pick me up. Damn, show me off. Wow, you might be tired, but I'm not. Okay. Let's start at the beginning of this sentence. Right. I got a dress that'll show a little.
This is what Brett's breakdowns is going to be.
Yes, I feel like she should be. I mean, a little. Like, what is she trying to say there? That'll show a little uh-uh. Like, is it a poodle skirt? It's going to show the poodles on her skirt? Like from the 50s?
No,
or are we talking about, like, basically something that's, like a mini skirt that's going to, like, you know, the underside of her backside, which...
I thought it meant, like, showing a little uh-uh, like you're going to see my dump.
Honestly, when I first heard it, I thought she was saying, like... Show a little ankle, which, like, are we living in some kind of Puritan society? Like, what's that all about? Like, okay, and then you ain't getting uh-oh if you don't come pick me up. And then she's like, you might be tired, but I'm not. It's like, okay, what I'm picturing here is, like, this lady who's got, like, her husband or boyfriend or whatever who, you know... I don't know if it's a Saturday or Friday night. I can't remember if she specified. Is it a Saturday night? Every other Saturday night. Okay, Saturday nights. Typically, folks are off on Saturdays, but sometimes they're not. You know, I mean, like me, like
people do work on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a Saturday today. Like today is a Saturday.
Some people are working right now.
We're working, and I was at work. I worked at one of my other jobs today all day. Like, you know, I'll come home. Usually, I'm down for a couple of beers. I don't, you know, I'm not, you know, whatever. But anyways, maybe this dude's like a friggin' pro wrestler or something, and like he's exhausted. He's tired as shit, and maybe he doesn't want to necessarily go downtown, you know. And like, why? Like, it's like, oh, you're tired, and I'm not tired. Let's, you know, like why not just go out by yourself? You know, get your girlfriends, go out and be tired, go out, do your thing, and I'll just stay inside and, you know, be me. You know, that's cool.
Be you. I did have one thing to. Well, when did the song come out? First of all, second of all,
it's pretty recent. I've got the YouTube here. It was published. The YouTube video was published on March 4th of 2013. So this song's almost 2 years old, I guess.
Yeah, it's old as fuck. I was gonna say.
I mean, that's basically like... This song is basically forgotten about by the internet.
You know what I don't like about this band just based off this
What don't you like?
There's two hipster dudes behind a fucking woman.
Semi-hot. Woman.
Yeah, she's really nondescript.
We can't be mean to her.
Unremarkable.
She's not Lady Antebellum.
You think she's hot?
Oh.
I think she's hot. Fuck yeah, dude.
She's alright, I guess. I do want to touch on this.
As far as marketing is concerned, they get these two douchebags behind her, get rid of them.
You think so?
No way.
You're not a fan. You're not a fan.
I just thought of something awesome, though. Kent's hot chick pick, where we've put pictures in front of Kent, and he decides if they're hot or not.
Well, I'll go into fucking detail about why.
God, I don't even want to know.
Well, the young lady, her name is Hillary Scott, is her name.
Okay.
And, oh, man, she was born April 1st of 1986. I'm actually older than she is.
Oh, man.
I am,
man,
too.
That makes me feel older than shit. Anyways.
Well, we don't even know
her
history.
I heard a while back, I don't know if this is true or not, but she used to date Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
What?
And I'm a diehard Packer fan.
Are you on fucking Wikipedia right now?
I'm dead serious. Yeah.
Oof.
Well, yeah, I'm on Wikipedia, but I heard this rumor that she used to date Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers fan. I don't know about you guys, but I'm a diehard. Yeah, no, Aaron Rodgers has moved on, I believe.
Smart man.
No.
He's got some new woman now.
Olivia Munn now, and the world is great for him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
we could talk about the Packers for like at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, we could seriously get off topic.
Yeah, All right, well, thanks for breaking down that song.
Yeah, no, I mean, anytime, Derek. I mean, really, honestly, in all seriousness, Lady Antebellum, this song is, you know, it's not the worst song ever. It's certainly not the best song. It's not winning any awards. It might have. It might have won a Grammy or something.
It probably did.
But what is, I mean, like, they gave that like, what? Who won the Grammy just recently? Like, stay with me, with me. Like, basically, a Grammy stay award is like saying, man. You suck. Congratulations. I'm sorry. Anyways.
Dude, fuck award shows. Next topic.
Okay.
Yeah,
anyway.
Let's move on. Let's move on. I've had enough of this. I'm tired of talking about Lady Antebellum. I'm tired of that.
I do have some questions for you, Brett.
Can we talk about Aaron Rodgers for a little bit?
No, we'll talk about that next time.
All right.
Brett, since you're our expert music expert.
I'm an expert.
Tell me, this is a gimme, but who sang the song Teenage Dirtbag?
Teenage Dirtbag. Oh, that would be Wheatus.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. That a boy. All right.
Yeah.
Who sang the song?
Wait, what?
Who sang the cover of Boys in the Hood?
Oh, man. 'Cause the boys in the hood are always hard.
That's the one.
Oh, man. Dynamite Hack.
Yes!
That was it. Yeah.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, that was a good cover.
Who sang
the
original?
Fuck.
Oh, man, that's even harder. That's an NWA, right?
He was in NWA.
Oh, no. Okay, I know. Give me a minute. Don't tell me. I know this.
I'm not going to give you a whole minute, though.
NWA. That was Ice Cube in that. It wasn't Ice Cube, was it? No, it definitely wasn't Ice Cube. I'm actually a big Ice Cube fan.
He's awesome. I have to tell
but
you.
It wasn't him. Yeah, tell me.
Eazy-E.
Eazy-E. Oh, man. Now I feel like an idiot.
Okay. I have one last one for you.
Okay.
In the meantime. Who sang that?
Who sang In the Meantime? Oh, man. You just took this to a whole nother level. Can you give me what's the chorus? Give me the chorus here.
Now, here's my only dilemma with the song. I like the song, but the chorus is hard to sing.
Well, I mean, give me any piece of the song that you can, because I'm drawing a blank on the.
Here's
on
the guitar lick. Woke up
quick. No, that's Boys in the Hood.
This is In the Meantime is the song.
In the Meantime.
And it goes, like we all do,
Okay, I know this song. That's Space Hog.
Yes!
I know that one. Yeah, that's
all right, all right.
A classic.
Okay. Dude, you're good. You nailed it.
Thanks.
Except for Eazy-E, so you.
Yeah,
lose
no,
everything
I feel
that.
Like
but,
a complete idiot for that one.
No,
like,
it's
no,
okay.
That, I mean, that's one of those ones that it's like I should have known. Like, you tell, you, like, you know, it's like, oh, man, I know this. It's on the tip of my tongue, but.
You knew NWA,
just can't
though.
Get it.
So
yeah,
good.
No, I, yeah, NWA, yeah, no. Good,
all right.
Good times.
All right, all right. Well, hey, we'll do that again because you actually kind of impressed me there, so thank you very much.
Hey, yeah, no, thank all
you. Right, guys. Well, let's wrap it up. Good work. Thank you for Cody Lupine coming in. That was pretty baller.
Hey, pretty Cody, how you been doing over there with the bees?
You're jerking my honey out.
He
well,
already
left
Kent.
Therefore, we didn't talk about Bee Sneeze, but we did talk about Eazy-E.
Oh, I mean,
we touched on it. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. All right, guys. All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys in a couple of weeks, and we'll be not talking about Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers.
All right, next episode, Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, there's Packer fans out there.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for hanging out in Grandma's basement, guys. Have a good day.